Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Welcome back to another season. I'm so excited to be back, inshallah, for the whole month of Ramadan. I wanted to talk about understanding who we are as people and sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we even enter Ramadan, I want us to give a little bit of thought as to who we are on a spiritual and emotional level. On the episode of my love story with hijab, I spoke about how I started becoming closer to my deen in Islam, and it started with me feeling lost and having no direction and just not knowing who I am, and I just really wanted a sense of self. And it's been a while since that version of myself, and I feel like I've strayed a little bit far and I'm back to that square one. And alhamdulillah, I feel I know the steps to get back there, because as I mentioned in that episode once, I read somewhere that in order to find yourself, you have to find your creator. And subhanallah, Allah gives us so many pathways to knowing who He is. Being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning who He is only allows for the best version of ourselves to come forth. But how does one forget or lose who they are or their sense of direction or purpose in this dunya? In Surah Al-Hashr, verse 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونَ كَالَّذِينَ نَصُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And be not like those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He made them forget themselves. So if forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes you to forget yourself, and the only way to find yourself is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think we can do the math. I think we can do the math and understand what we need to do in order to get to where we need to be. And subhanAllah, Ramadan couldn't have been at a more perfect time. With only a few days away, I ask ourselves to think of who we are in terms of where we are at our lives right now, and inshallah where we want to be, and what steps that we can walk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that allows us to get to where we need to be and who we want to be as Muslims. So when you're feeling lost with no direction, find yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He whom Allah guides is rightly guided, but he whom He leaves astray will never find for him a protecting guide. And I think one of the things that affect us negatively is social media. Social media, alhamdulillah, definitely has its benefits and allows us to reach other Muslims and gain knowledge. But social media is also a danger to people who don't know themselves. Like, social media allows people to want to feel joy and fulfillment by doing things that won't bring them that same joy or fulfillment. I think it's easy to see someone living the life that you think you want, living that same life in hopes of having their fulfillment, but it's just harmful. Like, everyone's life is a unique experience. You see a lot of people during Ramadan take a break from social media because, like, they recognize its negative effects and they grow so much during this month. But then once Ramadan ends, we're back on social media and back on the brain rot and back to seeing people live lives that we convince ourselves that we want, or we're back to seeing people who seem happy and start comparing their lives to ours or their journey to ours, and the test that they went through and the things that shaped their life isn't going to be the same tests that shape yours, if that makes any sense. I digress. Anyways, think about those things, or if you already have them in mind and wanted to work on in this Ramadan. I kind of just wanted to add on to that whole thought process and say that sacrificing and letting go of the sins and lesser parts of ourselves isn't the first step in this journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Like I said, knowing yourself starts with knowing your creator. And once you know Him, the hard parts that we seem to struggle with leading up to Ramadan or even throughout the year becomes a lot easier. Inshallah, we can make du'as leading up to it that better shape us for it. It's like asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change how we feel about a certain sin or act that we commit that we feel isn't benefiting us in this dunya and especially in the akhirah. For example, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change how we feel about music if that's something you struggle with, or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change how you feel about backbiting, gossiping. So when you're in spaces that nurture that type of conversation, you're disgusted by it and you don't want to participate or add to it, to distance your heart from it. that lead to those negative or lesser parts of ourselves that we are trying to let go. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the desires from our hearts for what He does not wish for us, and to distance us from the things that keep us away from Him and that cause us to forget Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan a month of reformation, and to allow us to not only know who we are coming out of it, but know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, and to be able to maintain that relationship with Him and ourselves outside of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen ya rabbil alameen. And once you start making these changes, like, it's important to not stay at a standstill. There's always room for improvement. The next stage of your life and the blessings and the lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends requires you to be better than the stage before. Like, the second grade version of yourself isn't equipped and can't handle the adult stage of your life. Every stage requires you to be better than the stage before. Mentally, physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. And like, growth is such a luxury. It doesn't come easy. I don't say these things for you to expect that it will be. Know that easy is not an option. You'll have some days, weeks, months, maybe even a year where things are easy, but your entire life won't be easy. So don't rely on that. Easy doesn't foster growth. Easy doesn't prepare or shape you for the next stage in your life, whatever that may look like. And everything that you want for yourself, pray for it. If you want to be more compassionate, obviously work towards it, but pray for it and ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you, easier for you, and softens your hearts and makes you more compassionate. If you want to be more forgiving, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you more forgiving. There's this verse from the Quran that I absolutely love and I always think back to whenever something is hard. It's in Ali Imran. It is verse 160, the beginning portion. It says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should aid you, none can overcome you, and there is no help like the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this life is hard. You don't have to do it on your own. There is nothing that we are going through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't help or remove us from. And to wrap it up, I want to share a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim is the bestower of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes His mercy all throughout the Quran, and it's also the last part of the Bismillah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Even when we don't ask for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. He's just that merciful. Even when we aren't deserving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us in His mercy. So imagine, Ya Rahim, we ask that You bestow us with Your mercy, for we are in great need. We ask that You forgive our sins and cleanse our hearts and prepare us for the month of Ramadan. We ask that You grant us strength to turn away from the sins that cause us to forget You. We ask that You keep us steadfast on Your path, although we aren't deserving of Your mercy and forgiveness. We ask You for Ya Rahim. Ya Rahim, You are bountiful with Your mercy. So allow us to be merciful to ourselves and allow us to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done and the things that we hold on to. Ya Rahim, in our silent moments, as we think of who we are and the things that we need to let go and the areas that we need to grow, Ya Rahim, we ask that You let us feel Your warmth in Your presence. Ya Allah, we ask that You calm our fears and the waswas of the shaitan and the waswas of ourselves. Ya Allah, we ask that You calm our own negative self-thought. Allahumma ameen ya rabbil alameen. If I said anything wrong, pronounce anything wrong or negative, it is from me and shaitan. And if you benefit from this, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I ask that You keep me and my family, Your du'as this Ramadan as well. Until next week, Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair for listening. Share this with anyone you believe will be of benefit. I know I struggle sometimes with trying to share good because I am sometimes my biggest hater, not going to lie. I let my own negative self thoughts and shaitan convince me otherwise. But I saw this in a group chat. It said to do not stop encouraging good, even if you cannot practice all of it yourself. Do not stop forbidding evil, even if you sometimes fall into it, and teach what is good, even if you are unable to follow it. By Imam Ibn Hazm, radiallahu anh. And if anyone also struggles with similar thoughts as mine, then inshallah this benefits you as well. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.